ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नस्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, Text Number 12.
Sarittiragatam Krishnam Bhagnarjunam Atavayat Ramancha Rohini Devi Kridantam Balakair Brisham Sarithiragatam Krishnam Bhagnarjunam Atahavayat Ramancha Rohini Devi Kridantam Balakar Brisham Sarithiragatam Krishnam Bhagnarjunam Atavayat Ramancha Rohini Devi Kridantam Balakar Brisham.
Matajis,
Sarittira
to the riverside. Gatam, who had gone. Krishnam, unto Krishna. Bhagnarjunam, after the pastime of breaking the Jamala Arjun trees. Ata, then. Avayat, called. Ramam, cha, as well as Balaram. Rohini, the mother of Balaram. Devi, the goddess of fortune. Kridantam, who were engaged in playing. Balakai, with many other boys. Brisham, with deep attention. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. Once, after the uprooting of the Jamala Arjun trees, Rohini Devi went to call Rama and Krishna, who had both gone to the riverside and were playing with the other boys with deep attention. Responsively, once, after the uprooting of the Jamala Arjun trees, Rohini Devi went to call Rama and Krishna, who had both gone to the riverside and were playing with the other boys with deep attention. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Mother Yashoda was more attached to Krishna and Balaram than Rohini Devi was. Although Rohini Devi was the mother of Balaram, Mother Yashoda sent Rohini Devi to call Rama and Krishna from their play, since it was the right time for lunch. Therefore, Rohini Devi went to call them, breaking their engagement and play. Om Jnanatim Randasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing in this 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about the love of Mother Yashoda, Rohini, Nanda Maharaj. Actually, this paternal love, this parenthood love, very deep emotional affection. As we all know that the mother with a newly born child, little child, is always looking out for the child's welfare. It's described that Mother Yashoda, upon rising, would immediately be taking care of Krishna, washing his face and chanting mantras for his protection and dressing him very beautifully. Her full meditation is there. There's a description of many paternal love devotees, starting with Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Rohini Devi, all the mothers of the cowherd boys that were stolen by Brahma, and Mother Kunti, and so many great personalities who are having this loving exchange with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is Krishna's reason, one of the multi reasons, unlimited reasons, but one of the reasons is to attract the conditioned souls back to the spiritual kingdom, to show how life in Vrindavan, with the fun that Balaram and Krishna were having with their cowherd boyfriends and girlfriends, mothers, fathers, guardians, all very deep, loving exchanges with full attention and full of emotion. Everyone's looking for some experience to become happy in this world, and Krishna's showing how that can be developed. Not that we become Yashoda and Nanda, but we worship them, just like one great sage was saying that there may be those who are studying all the Vedic literatures and performing yajna and tapasya and all these very important aspects of self-realization. But I simply worship Nanda Maharaj, because in his courtyard, Krishna is crawling and playing, exhibiting his pastimes. So Krishna, he's very, very attractive. And those who have seen Krishna in his early babyhood, and they see him again, they say, "You're getting more and more beautiful, more and more attractive." So Rohini was told by Mother Yashoda, "You go get this Krishna and Balaram. They're playing too long with all their friends, and it's time for them to eat." And even though Rohini Devi, she went to call them, she knew that they're not going to listen to me. They're going to listen to Mother Yashoda, because her love is more intense. Or it's in this world we compare things, you know, more, less, relativities. It's unlimited love Rohini Devi had. You can't compare. And the unlimited love that Nanda and Yashoda are showing Krishna can only be described in words. It's not like we can try to say, "Well, that's a lesser or greater devotee." We understand that all the associates of the Lord are eternally ecstatic, serving Krishna. And it's an example of how we can be inspired by the guidance of Srila Prabhupada to stop this horrible repetition of birth and death, the samsara, because everyone in this material world is trapped in darkness. They're illusioned. They're very strongly controlled by the pulling of all the senses, which include the mind. Karmana, daivana, trena. We're forced into this body. We're forced into the next body at the time of death. Yang vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram. Whatever state of being we remember at the time of death, that state will attain without fail. So it's recommended by the great acharyas, by Srila Prabhupada, that all day we should be hearing about Krishna. You rise early in the morning, you're chanting mantras that Krishna's in my body, Krishna's directing me and guiding me. So the sarvasya chahang hridi sanavishto matasmritrikyanam apohanancha. Krishna's giving us guidance. It's not that Krishna made this material world in a sadistic mood to see everybody suffering. Everyone is suffering in this world because they wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna. Krishna's facilitating, giving. But again and again, as his pastime, he appears. Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Lord Varaha, Vamanadev, sending all his associates and great sages. And only 5,000 years ago, Krishna came and exhibited these beautiful pastimes, Komara, and even with Arjuna, and the battle of Kurukshetra. The teachings and the instructions are there for our benefit, to awaken us, because most people, they don't want to be awakened to spiritual life. They find it troublesome. "Oh, why are you bothering with this? You just become a servant to some person and become a parasite, useless person with no productive energy given to the modern advancement of society." But scientists and philosophers for millions and millions of years have been trying to analyze and figure out what is the purpose and goal of life, what is the foundation of life, you know. Now all the chemists and scientists are trying to create some kind of life, microbe. But it's existing everywhere. All kinds of forms are there. Isn't it? So much beauty is there. It's not that Mother Nature is working independent of a controller. They like to think like that. But Krishna is obviously anxious as our father, because we're all actually female And Krishna is the Purusha, Parang Dhamma, Pavitrang, Paramangvam, Purushang, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Bhivam. He's the supreme enjoyer, the supreme male. And although we find ourselves in male and female bodies, we're all Prakriti, we're all female, and we have a relationship with Krishna in service. Whether that service is one of awe and veneration, of friendship, of parental love, conjugal love. And they're all perfect in their own way. We all have some identity, Swarup Siddhi, our eternal existence in our spiritual body. But when we're encased in the material body and we're forced to act under the modes of nature, then we always find ourselves bewildered and suffering. No one wants to continue suffering in this world. And everyone is afraid, especially old age. I call my mother, she's 88. How are you? Oh, don't get old. It's very hard. Don't get old. So who doesn't want to get old? Nobody wants to get old. Can't get up off the chair practically. You need a few, one or two sticks to walk with. Very difficult. And the material body, this vehicle, starts breaking down. Although we try to maintain it nicely, everything starts breaking down in this vehicle. So before it breaks down totally, we should utilize whatever energy we have in the human form of life to render devotional service. This is recommended by all the acharyas, that our very famous verse, Tad Viri Prani Patena Pari Prashnena Sevaya Upadekshanti Te Gyanam Gyanana Satpadarshana. You want to learn the truth? Nobody likes to be lied to. Tell me the truth. You know, people say to tell you the truth, because most of the time they're lying. But the real truth is given by the guru, by the spiritual master. So if we inquire with submissive inquiry and with a mood of surrender and of service, it's not just give me, give me. We've come to Krishna consciousness for the purpose of becoming free from the cycle of birth and death, for going back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. And as we make progress more and more, it becomes more and more visible, the spiritual kingdom, Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha. We start understanding a little bit more how this one little planet Earth is not the all in all, that there are unlimited planets, unlimited universes. And all these unlimited universes, like a little mustard seed on the hood of Ananta Shesh. You think Ananta Shesh, an expansion of the expansion of the Lord, lying, controlling all these. He hardly even understands that the universe is there. And the universe is very heavy. Planet Earth is big. Huge globes floating around space. This is Krishna Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. Everything is manifest by Krishna's desire. It stays for some time. All the living entities have a full carnival experience from the very top to the bottom. Lord Brahma, great, powerful, controlling demigods, very powerful men, distinguished, very wealthy, controllers, zamindars, isn't it? They're very powerful. Then you come paupers in the street. They're insane asylums. You end up in jail, inside the jail of Durga. And then not only that, now in Kali Yuga, they're slaughtering the babies in the womb. You can't even make it out of the mother's womb before you get slaughtered. So this will not stop, no matter how we try to philosophize and comfort ourselves, pat ourselves on the back that, no, it'll be okay. Who knows what will happen at death? No one knows. This is the fool's idea of a solution. The ostrich is being attacked, it sticks his head in the stand, I'll be okay. So a progressive person who's a little bit fortunate and intelligent will inquire, Atato Brahma Jignasa, who am I? Why am I suffering in this world? And how to get out? How do I get out of this material existence? This is by the mercy of Guru. It's not simply by our own efforts, but the submissiveness, the humility, and the inquiry must be there. But if we have our own plans, Krishna gives us material world. He'll give us another body. Try to fulfill that desire as well. So here we're seeing how Rohini, Devi, and Mother Yashoda are exhibiting their love for Krishna and Balaram. And Mother Yashoda is saying, Krishna Balaram, listen, Nanda Maharaj is waiting for you to take lunch. Send all the kids home. Don't have their parents wait. They should all go have their lunch. Look how nicely they're dressed and they're bathed. So you also, you're all dirty now. Come home, take bath, take your lunch. Then you can go play again. Everyone knows kids want to play. They don't want to stop the play and come home, you know. So this is Krishna's nature. And we all are seeing little replicas. We're all tiny, tiny, tiny little Krishnas. You know, in the sense that we're all part of Krishna. But Eko Bahunang Yovidadati Kaman, he maintaining everybody. He's providing for everyone's necessities. The supreme controller and provider. And out of love, he sends Guru so that the Guru can guide us all back. He has a torchlight of knowledge. He has the Vedas. He has the map. You know, if you're lost and you're sitting in darkness, somebody comes with a good torchlight and has a map how to get out of the predicament, you feel great relief. Otherwise, you're stuck in the forest with ferocious animals ready to devour you. And we won't discuss who all the ferocious animals are, but it's all the encumbrance. This is my wife, these are my children, this is my nationality, my country, these are the bad guys, these are the good guys. All this duality we see, look at the newspaper, you'll see that who's who and what's what. Basically, birth, old age, disease and death, and all kinds of packages is the sum total of material existence. And to get out of this misery, we have to take shelter of Guru and Krishna. Just like Nisringa Chaitanya Prabhu was fortunate enough to meet Prabhupada and to take up the process of devotional service and render some valuable service for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're all insignificant. We shouldn't think, oh, I did so much. Don't you know I've done this and that? But we were given an opportunity to render service. Prabhupada was very proud of his white elephants. And also, when he came to India, he saw that finally people who are fortunate and intelligent are taking up the Sankirtan mission. Very attractive. And Bharatvarsha, Punya, that these are all very pious living entities. Simply by hearing Krishna and seeing the Sankirtan mission, it very quickly awakens their, oh, yes, we should also be doing. So now we see so many hundreds, thousands, millions of followers are coming. And we're fortunate that Prabhupada, he brings the devotees back to his shelter. I was in Los Angeles, I think in 93 or 94, there was an earthquake, but Sudam Maharaj, he came back after leaving the society for quite some years. Devotees took good care of him, and he left nicely, surrounded by the holy name. And we have many, many devotees who've all been sheltered by Prabhupada's grace. So today we're having this memorial for Nisringa Chaitanya Prabhu. And because the Lord in his heart guided him, and although we all struggle with identifying with the body and the mind, the various disturbances which we're all in the shower of devotional service, cleansing ourselves of the long entanglement, very compacted material desires, many, many lives of aspiration to be happy, but it's never going to be achieved, like trying to find water in a desert. It's just an illusion, the material world. It does exist, but the idea that there is happiness and satisfaction, that you can achieve it by your own efforts in the physical material body, that's an illusion. That's a misunderstanding. So, Nisringa Chaitanya Prabhu when 5 years ago, I think it was, we were in Florida, Alachua, and we met Chaitanya, Nrisinga Chaitanya, and he wanted to come to Vrindavan. I said, very good idea. So he traveled with my wife and myself. We came here, when was it? 5 years ago? 4 years ago? 4.5, 5 years ago. And he was struggling like everybody else. We all struggle at different times in our lives. But devotees were taking very good care of him. Mahadevi put a lot of energy to help him. And I saw that he was very regulated in his guru puja, sitting in class, in the kirtan. Very quiet, humble, but appreciating the devotees, never speaking in any kind of negative way, just like the Goswamis. They don't want to hear nonsense talk. They only want to hear about Krishna, Krishna Katha, and developing the good qualities of the Vaishnava. So I would say, yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavati kinchana, that he developed godly qualities and was made very fortunate to live in Vrindavan under the care of his god brothers and god sisters. And to take care of one another in Krishna consciousness. When Prabhupada was visiting one temple during the winter, and everyone was coughing, coughing. Why everyone's coughing? You don't have sufficient clothing? You should take care of the devotees nicely. So even though we're mortals, we make mistakes, imperfect in many ways, we should try to help one another as best we can to remember Krishna, to serve Krishna, and to go home, back to the spiritual kingdom, Krishna Loka. So what arrangement do you have for the speakers? I'll sit here. He'll sing Jayani Lo Prema Dana. Is he ready? I'll read one offering. Who's this? Oh, this is from take it out. Nrisinga Chaitanya's sister. My name is Susan. I am Nrisinga Chaitanya's older sister. He also has an older brother named Bob, still living. I spoke to Susan and Bob a few times. As you come together today in memory of my brother, I can only speak of his early years. Our family was a close one. Our parents, Ruth and Bill, were dedicated, caring teachers. Nrisinga, the youngest, was a loving son and a loving brother. He was a happy child, good to others, and well-liked. He loved sports, captain of his high school soccer team. My memories of him and family together are precious. As young adults, my brothers and I went our separate paths. Nrisinga's path was in pursuit of spiritual enlightenment. In 1970, he became a follower of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and joined the Hare Krishna movement in the USA. Srila Prabhupada ki captured another lost conditioned soul. Now it seems appropriate the last stop in his life's journey would be India, in a spiritual place. And so in India, I have sorrowfully lost a brother I loved deeply. Yet I am thankful he died peacefully. It wasn't until recently I came to see what a kind and caring community my brother has been part of during his adult life. Thank you for your help during his final struggle. I know my brother in his heart, and I am most grateful to Mahadevi for her time and effort as caregiver and God sister to make his last few years most comfortable and spiritual. Again, thank all of you. Susan Buckle.
So this is offering of New Vrindavan devotees. Nrisinga Chaitanya Prabhu will be dearly missed by the residents of New Vrindavan. In the 1990s, the community was hanging on by a thread, financially and otherwise. Nrisimha saw need and threw himself into his service. He practically ran the New Vrindavan Go Raksha Seva program, single-handedly to engage residents, visiting devotees, and pilgrims to support the cows. Whenever guests would arrive at New Vrindavan after their long journeys, he would be the first to greet them and make sure they received a plate of prasadam. If there wasn't any prasadam available, he personally went to the kitchen and cooked something up for them. He put the cows, devotees, and guests first before taking care of his own needs. Nrisimha Chaitanya was constantly taking guests down to the barn, which at that time was located over a mile from the temple. Before they left, he made sure guests were provided with a variety of milk sweets from the cow's milk. He wanted to give them a full New Vrindavan experience. During the summer months, he opened a lassi stand where he made and sold gallons of sweet lassi to support the cows. Many longtime donors to New Vrindavan still fondly remember him to this day and his genuine appreciation for them. We at New Vrindavan will always remember Nrisimha Chaitanya as outstanding Vaishnava. Even during times of difficulty, he continued to embody the proper Vaishnava mood and etiquette. Always kind and humble, and ready to serve others. From Sadaruchi Das, Gopalasya Priya Devi Dasi, Kripamaya Das, Sankirtan Das, on behalf of the New Vrindavan devotees. Nrisimha Chaitanya Prabhu Ki. So somehow I happened to be in Los Angeles Temple in 1970. And when you're young, you think you'll live forever. There's no such thing as death. It's just something that you preach. Old age and death. Now we're getting the practical experience of old age. I tell you, it's not fun. But somehow we got the news that some Sankirtan devotees were run down by an inattentive truck driver. Everybody was killed. Good friends of mine were killed. And Nrisimha Chaitanya, he went through the windshield. And it's part of the reason he had some trouble in his brain. But he survived. And the insurance gave him $10,000. 1970, that was a lot of money. Nowadays, that's pocket change, especially for medical expenses. So he wanted to give it all to Prabhupada. He went to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, no, you keep 1,000 for yourself, and you give 9,000 to my MBT fund. So that's what he did. But I always remember him, even from 1970. He's a very gentle devotee, very kind-hearted devotee. I was very happy. Somehow Panchagoda found him loitering somewhere in America, having a hard time, and thought, he's at the end of his life, bring him to Vrindavan. Because this was Prabhupada's example. The end of our life, we like to spend our time in Vrindavan. And so he came here. He's still that same gentle devotee. I can never remember hearing him speaking a critical word about anyone. He was always very kind and a very wonderful devotee. And Mahadevi helped him so much in his last days. And last day was very peaceful. Somehow she went out of the room to get some medicine, and she came back and the Sringa Chaitanya was gone. No pain, no nothing. And this is the perfection of life, to leave one's body here in Vrindavan. So Nrsimha Chaitanya, as we heard, he did so many nice services, and Prabhupada brought him back to Vrindavan to leave his body and go on to serve Prabhupada some more, some other place. So he's very, very fortunate. Hare Krishna. Nrsimha Chaitanya Prabhu ki.
Amagyana timirandasya gyanangyana salakaya. Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya kipashinduvya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Somehow, the passage of Nrsimha Chaitanya Prabhu, very auspicious. During the last 24 hours that he spent with us, I became part of whatever I can contribute towards his going back to Srila Prabhupada. Mahadevi Mataji requested me to kind of talk to him, counsel him, especially in chanting of